you tried to go, at first turn, you tried to play through a practice and played that first exhibition game. What went into the decision to try, and was it just not responding the way you thought?
Yeah, it wasn't really getting any better, and you know, just didn't have that, you know, usual strength, and I just wanted to, you know, check back up and, you know, make sure everything was okay, and, you know, it turns out that it wasn't.
There was 10 days in between the first MRI and the second one, I think. There was, did it just not get better? Did you make it worse by practicing with a brace on, or did you?
I don't think it necessarily made it any worse practicing with the brace. You know, I think they were able to, you know, brace it up good and kind of protect it that way. I don't think any further damage was done. I think whatever happened initially was, you know, the thing that they, you know, ended up seeing in the second MRI.
What have you heard timeline-wise? When can you get back? What's your goal? Or?
You know, my goal is as soon as possible, obviously. But, you know, they got to, you know, check. You know, I got another follow-up appointment, you know, next week. And, you know, I'll start learning more as far as, you know, dates and, you know, time to shoot for that.
Is your intention to play this season?
Yeah.
Were you concerned at all? You worked so hard in the offseason. Did you ever do you worry that you overtrained or anything, or is it just a typical football fluke?
I think it's, you know, one of those things that you don't really ever, you know, plan for, see coming. You know, the training, I think, you know, protects all that for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not, you know, sure exactly what I could, you know, could do in the future to kind of prevent that stuff. But, you know, I'll figure that out too, and, you know, kind of add that to, you know, the routine to make sure that, you know, staying healthy, keeping all that, you know, soft tissue in good shape.
For someone who's played just about every snap since you got here, to now be missing time, I mean, how difficult has that been to deal with?
Yeah, it's strange, you know, because it's not something that I've ever been through. Yeah. You know, it's the first football-related procedure that I've ever, you know, had done, and, you know, it's disappointing, it's tough, but, you know, the only thing that I'm focused on right now, you know, I'm going to put all my attention to, you know, getting after it and rehab and getting back on the field.
Have the other tackles been talking to you about what their duties are in your absence?
You know, those guys are, you know, all stepping up, you know, ready to take on the challenge and do their job. You know, I don't think there's any kind of, you know, nervousness going around or anything like that. I think, you know, we've got a very focused group and a group that works really hard. And, like I said earlier, I'm very faithful to step up and do a great job.
Do you step in and give a lot of advice and do a lot of that, or do you kind of let them, you know, do their job?
You know, I've only been back up here for a couple of days, so, you know, I'm kind of coming into, you know, a game plan week. It's, you know, I haven't really been around a whole lot to, you know, get into kind of that position. But, you know, I'd like to help, you know, any way I can. And, you know, if I could be helpful that way, you know, I'd love to, you know, give some advice or, you know, kind of share what I'm seeing on tape, because, you know, I plan to, you know, kind of stay in tune, you know, just as I would during game weeks, you know, keep my mind fresh and, you know, try to help that way with what I see.